Blog Talk Radio.
Power down.
I need
you
healing power.
Yeah. I've been in some dark places in my life, places I would never want you to go. I've been abused, I've been lied on, I've been talked about, misunderstood, but still God was always there. He picked me up and he brought me out. I never really felt I deserved his goodness or his grace, but that's the kind of God we serve. What a friend we have in Jesus. When everything that you worked for all of your life suddenly disappears, and you feel all hope is gone, and those that you confided in told everything you said, family members you thought would never leave you, they deceived you. When that happens, baby, it's all grace. It's all God. And I want to tell you something. He's better than any doctor, better than any lawyer. He's better than any friend, because friends will deceive you. He's better than any lover that I've ever known. He's awesome. He's better than any psychiatrist, because he knows me from the inside. Oh, him, he'll never leave me. And let me tell you something else. You can never shock him. Anything that you do, I'm amazed that he loves me anyway. You see, by faith, I can come to you.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. Glory to the Rose of Sharon. Glory to I Am That I Am. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Lord has highly exalted him and gives him a name above all names. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. So Lord, we thank you and we adore you, we worship you. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. We thank you for our children and our grandchildren and our spouses, oh God. Our great-grand, we thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, oh God. We thank you for each and every one under the sound of our voice, every member, oh God. We say thank you. In the name of Jesus, we for Mary Eva, oh God, we thank you for the healing virtues flowing through her. We thank you, Lord, that she's all the way up to complete and total recovery. We thank you, Lord, for your divine intervention. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father God, we bless you and we thank you. Oh, God, for very ever. Lord, we bless your name. Father God, we thank you for one of the other members that was diagnosed with cancer. We thank you, Lord, that the cancer is gone. Cancer free. Oh, God, we thank you. When she texted me yesterday, oh, God, we praise you. It is you. It is marvelous. Marvelous in our eyes. We thank you, Lord, for your excellent greatness. Oh, thank you. All glory and honor and dominion belongs to you. We thank you for your healing rivers flowing in our lives. Healing rivers flowing. Oh, God, we thank you. We bless you. Lord, we don't only pray for healing physically, but for healing spiritually and emotionally. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Uproot every spirit of unforgiveness, bitterness, every negative spirit, oh God, and pledge in us your tree of righteousness. Oh, yes, Lord. Let us drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. We are trees planted by the river of life that produce fruit in its due season. We thank you for the due season. We thank you that our leaves will never wither. Oh, Father God, we don't come to prayers without faith and say, maybe, maybe, maybe. No, we come fully trusting in you. You are God. You are God from the beginning to the end. You are God. You are even before the beginning, from eternity to eternity. You are God. So we have come in oneness, in unity, to celebrate Jesus Christ from now through eternity. To walk by the Spirit of God and not by flesh. Oh, let the fruits of the Holy Spirit be exemplified in our lives, that others may see and come to glorify you, O God. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, move in every area of our lives. Move in our every area. We surrender our lives to you. Let your holy light shine, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we acknowledge that it is because of your grace and your mercy that we are here. It is not because of what we have done, but it's because of your grace and your mercy. In the name of Jesus, your grace and mercy brought us through. We're living this moment because of you. We want to thank you, Lord, and praise you too. Hallelujah. So, Father God, we bless your name. Spirit of the living God, we thank you for refreshing. Fall fresh on our children, our grandchildren, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, refresh our spirit, souls, and body. We need that fresh anointing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, fresh anointing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, pour upon us your oil of gladness. In the name of Jesus, take away the spirit of heaviness and pour upon us the oil of gladness. We pray for Sister Teddy and her mother and his family over the loss of her nephew, oh God. We ask you to continue to comfort your family in the name of Jesus, especially the mother, oh God. Oh, Father God, your loving arms around this family, oh God. Let them feel your embrace and your love, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, you are the comforter. You are our comforter, oh God. You said there will be mourning on Mount Zion. But Lord, you said that you would give us a garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness. So, Father God, this morning, put on this Danny, her mother, her siblings, her nieces and nephews, their whole family, a garment of praise. oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the life of the nephew in the name of Jesus. We bless you. Father, we ask you to provide for the burial in the deep of Jesus, for all the festivities that comes with the burial, provide in the name of Jesus. We bless you, Diva. We pray for everyone here, anyone that's mourning a loss. We ask you, oh God, to comfort anyone on this line that have a loved one or a friend that has passed away. We ask you to comfort them and give them covenant of praise. Instead of the spirit of heaviness in the deep of Jesus. Father, we pray for healing from Miss Janet in the name of Jesus. Heal her legs, oh God. Touch her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Let the blood of Jesus bring complete and total healing to her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, if there's anyone in our families that are sick, we pray for healing in the deep of Jesus. Healing in the deep of Jesus, oh God. I pray for healing for my nephew, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, let your healing virtues flow by the strength of Jesus Christ. Go to his heel, oh God, in the deep of Jesus. Fear is healed in the deep of Jesus. Release your healing virtues. Make me still get whole, oh God, in the deep of Jesus. Let your healing rivers flow, oh God, in the mighty deep of Jesus. You are Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals. And so we thank you for healing. Father, this morning, we come tonight through the grace, and we ask you for mercy. Your mercy is on you, everybody. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of all that we've done that are unpleasing to you, sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. Let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The blood that gives us strength from day to day will never lose its power. Release the blood of Jesus in the atmosphere, cyberspace, this radio service. We soak everyone in the blood of Jesus. Our bodies, our souls, and spirit in the blood of Jesus. We soak our environment in the blood of Jesus. We cover our children, grandchildren, in the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. We cover our spouses in the blood of Jesus. Father God, as this weather is shifting, Father God, as our children have to go to school, grandchildren have to go to school, people have to go to work, oh God, I ask you for protection, oh God. Protection as people travel to and fro, even in our homes when we travel to and fro the bathroom and to and fro the house. Sometimes we by ourselves, no one is here, but Lord, you know that the holy angels are there. So, oh, Father God, that we won't trip and stumble. Father God, that you will be with us as we take our bath and take our showers, as we cook, as we do everything. We come against incident and accident. We cover every part of our home with the blood of Jesus. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to send your holy angels to be with us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, guide us and protect us, oh God, from the hands of the evil one in the name of Jesus. Father God, keep us under your secret place. Hide us under the shadow of your wings. Father God, and we thank you and we bless you, oh God. So, Lord, we give you glory. We give you honor. Thank you for the ministry of the holy angels, guiding, protecting us, and doing your biddings in our lives. We thank you, Lord, that we are under an open heaven in the name of Jesus. Let the earth come into alignment with the holy word of God concerning our lives. Let the universe come into alignment with the word of God concerning our lives and our destiny. Only the counsel of Almighty God shall prevail. Let the sun, the moon, the stars hear the voice of Almighty God in the name of Jesus and come into alignment with the voice of God, but the will of God, the word of God concerning our lives and our destinies in the name of Jesus. Let the galaxies, the sun, the moon, and the stars, the earth come into alignment with the word of God concerning our lives and destiny. We cancel every plan of the enemy, seen and unseen, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. We release the Holy Ghost brimstone to destroy every work of darkness. In the name of Jesus, when God is for us, who can be against us? So, Father, we thank you. We bless you. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, Jesus. We thank you for birthing. Father God, this morning I ask you, Lord, to those who have businesses, Father God, who sell, who do things, any send things home to sell, whatever kind of business, Lord, I ask you to bless the businesses. Oh God, a thousandfold in the name of Jesus. Father God, bless all the works of our hands. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let your name be glorified. Be Jesus. Be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. Make a way where there seems to be no way. As our children go back and forth and grandchildren to school, your Father, go on the buses. We cover the buses, the classroom, the schoolrooms with the blood of Jesus, the bus stops with the blood of Jesus. Keep these children safe from this COVID, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Keep them in their bubble, oh God, your bubble of grace. Be a wall of fire around these kids, oh God, and a glory within. Keep evil away from these children, oh God. I cover their homes with the blood of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you. Bless your name. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. We've come to praise you. We've come to worship you. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, as I bring this word, be named, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me, O God. All of you and none of me. In the name of Jesus. We thank you for the word coming forth. We thank you for the victory that is in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Those of you that are here this morning, good morning. I want you to do me a great favor. If you get your communion ready, because God is going to do something great, I feel it in my spirit. Get your communion ready. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I want you to listen keenly to not miss this revelation. I will not bring it back for the second time right now, unless the Lord says so. Please, God, reveal some stuff to me that I want to reveal to all of you this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, I surrender to you. Let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. In Jesus' name, amen. Genesis 14. And it came to pass in the days of Amraphel, king of Shinar, Ariok, king of Elasa, Shildamar, king of Elam, and Tidal, king of nations, that these made war with Dara, king of Sodom, with Barsha, king of Gomorrah, Shinab, king of Adama, and Shimeber, king of Zobim, and the king of Bala, which is Zor. All these were joined together in the field of Siddim, which is the salt sea. 12 years they served Chedorlaomer, and in the 13th year they rebelled. And in the 14th year came Chedorlaomer and the kings that were with him, and smote the ruffians in Ashtaroth-Karnaim, and the Zuzim in Ham, and the Emnites in Shaveth-Karathaim, and the Horites in Mount Seir, unto Alpharam, which is by the wilderness. And they returned and came. And they returned and came to Amishrat, which is Kadesh, and smote all the country of the Amalekites, also the Amorites that dwelt in Hazazon-Tamar. And there went out the king of Sodom, and the king of Gomorrah, and the king of Adma, and the king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, the Nisim, and Zoah, and they joined battle with them in the vale of Siddim, with Shaldamar, the king of Elam, and with Tida, king of nations, and Ephraim, king of Shinar, and Aria, king of Alasa, 4 kings with 5. And the vale of Siddim was full of slime pits. And the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fled and fell dead. And that day remained, they that remained fled to the mountain. And they took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah and all the victuals and went their way. And they took Lot, Abram's brother's son, who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods, and departed. And there came one that had escaped and told Abram the Hebrew, for he dwelt in the plain of Mamre, the Amorite, the brother of Eshcol and the brother of Aner, and these was confederate with Abram. And when Abram heard that his brother Lot was taken captive, he armed his trained servants. Hallelujah. Listen, he armed his trained servants, born in his own house, 318, and pursued them unto Dan. And he divided himself against them, he and his servants, by night to them, unto Haba, which is on the left hand of Damascus. He brought back all the goods and also brought again his brother Lot and his goods and the women also and the people. Hallelujah. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer and the kings that were with him at the valley of Sheba, which is the king's deal. Hallelujah. Stop right there. I want you to see that. If you look at, I read all the names, but I don't want you to get confused with the names. It's a group of kings, and if you look at Chedorlaomer, he has all these kings, and you fought against the other group. These are five kings, five. So you're looking at ten nations, and one, five or six at one side, with the leader, Shadomar. And Shadomar is a very great king in that time, and he has won so many wars. And now he was able to defeat against Sodom and Gomorrah, and they had taken, remember, Lot. Abraham took Lot, his family, his wife, everybody. And Abraham told, so because when you win the war, those days you collect the spoils. Listen to what I'm going to say. It's very, very deep, and it's very important. Allison, listen. I want you all to receive the revelation. This is a life-changing revelation, and I want you to open your ears to receive this revelation. Hallelujah. So what I'm saying to you, these people, they have a lot of people in their army, and Abraham just got 318 servants that they train. He's their train. And Abraham heard about Lot. And what did Abraham do? 318 servants. And for this powerful king, Shadomar, and all the other kings. And what? Abraham whipped them. You know what I mean? That's 318. You know, sometimes you all, and we all do it, not only you all. We talk about numbers. It was not a lot. It's not how much. Look at Gideon's army. It's who with you. Who is with you? Remember, it's not how much people. It's who with you. Because if those people that are with you, by the Holy Spirit, land and trust God, I don't care if they have thousands against you, they cannot win you, because your hope, our hope and trust is in God. And it's not the amount, it's the dedication. Hallelujah. So can you imagine 380, none of Abraham's people died. You see, he moved out by night. Sometimes we don't win battles because we open our mouths too fast. Sometimes you just need to do what God says. Abraham won and got his nephew Lot thing back. And so what happened? The king of Sodom, they had to come. The king of Sodom went to meet him after his return from the slaughter, because Abraham killed his people, killed those other kings, and they went to meet. Because Abraham, what? Oh my God, when God is for you, it is not by power, it is not by might, it is by the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah, I feel the anointing. And then we come to verse 18. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine. And he was the priest of the most, listen to this, most high God. Melchizedek, king of Salem. Salem. S-A-L-E-M. Salem. Peace. Melchizedek, king of righteousness. King of righteousness. And the king gathered in the council. That's what it means. Hallelujah. He brought forth bread and wine. And he was the priest of the Most High God. Who do you think he is? Hallelujah. He was the priest of the Most High God. Read Hebrews And then he blessed Abram. He blessed him and said, "Blessed be Abram of the Most High." Who is the Most High? Almighty God. Possessor of heaven and earth. Who possessed heaven and earth? It's Almighty God. And blessed be the Most High God, which have delivered thy enemies into thy hand. And he gives him tithes of all. Abram won the war. I want you to know that this is Jesus. Melchizedek is the king of righteousness. This is Jesus Christ. You can study it up and down. This is Jesus. You've done this study over and over. It's Jesus Christ. Jesus comes in. He's the priest of the Most High God. Jesus right now is the high priest intercession for us. Then he blessed Abram. Hallelujah. Releases blessing upon him. This is Jesus. And then after he blessed Abram, then Abraham, at that time he's Abram, because he has not gotten into that covenant yet, he gave him a tithe of all. So whatever he won from the war, he took his tithe, 10% of all that he won, and he gave the king, Melchizedek, king of Salem, the tithe, the tenth. And the king of Sodom said on, king of Sodom, that's give me the presents and take the goods to thyself. And Abram said to the king of Sodom, I have lift up my hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread even to a shoe latchet, and that I will not take anything that is thine, lest I should say I have made Abraham rich. So Abraham took the tithes first, Jesus Christ. Then Sodom said, give me my people, you can take Abraham. He said, No, I'm not taking anything you can have. You can have it. Abraham's purpose was to go get Lot. Save only that which the young men have eaten and the portion of which the men wish with me. And the Ascar and Mamre, let them take their portion. I'm not taking it. Nobody going to say, you made me rich. No, you take it. Just give me what the men, whatever they're eating, the food, and let the men with him take their portion. But Abraham said, no, I'm not touching this. Amen. What I'm saying to you, and write it down. Everybody better get ready, because we're going to take the word. This is where you see the tithe. This is the first time in the Bible you see the tithe, and this is don't go on. You see the tithe, and you see the Holy Communion in the name of Jesus. And this is something I've done all the time personally. This is a revelation the Lord gave me a long time. I didn't go deep with it, but he gave me some deepness. Hallelujah. Many of you, many times it's been Malachi 3, and we say, we bless the offering and rebuke the devourer. Malachi 3, when you read Malachi 3, you go to Malachi 1, and I'm going to teach you all this thing in detail one day. We'll do a class on it. Malachi 1, 2, and 3, when you read it, don't just read Malachi 3. When you read 1, 2 and 3, and pretty soon they were taking the offering, they were eating the offering, they were doing things that were not right. So this is why when God came, and when you read the 3, He was telling them to cleanse themselves first, themselves, and different things. That's what you see. And so most of the time, the churches always go by that principle, Malachi 3. Today, if you want to hear, whosoever hears, yeah, then listen to me. Do, when you got your seed in your offering, every one of you, any seed and offering in your church, you have your seed, you have your offering in your church. You got to change it. You have to change and give your seed an offering honoring Makalsa, that which is Jesus Christ. That seed and offering, just like you see in this that I just read, the bottom. And Makalsa, that King of Salem, you see, Jesus comes with the Holy Communion. He is the priest of the most. So you, when you don't cash up, I release this seed unto the minister of Jesus Christ, honoring Jesus Christ. You're not going to release your seed in honor of the Levitical priesthood. You release your seed in honor of Jesus Christ, honor of Jesus Christ. Listen to me. Start with, that's how you do. If you silly cash up, you pray. And you pray over it in honor of Jesus Christ. When you're in church, you pray it in your house before you write in your check in honor of Jesus Christ. You go to the scripture. If you don't have time to go to the scripture to read Melchizedek, or Melchizedek is King of Salem, in honor of Jesus Christ. Then the Leviticus priesthood had flaws in it. Jesus came to fulfill. To fulfill. Hallelujah. So you're not going backwards, you're going forward. Because when you put into that system, into the Levitical priesthood, if you do it like that, you don't have an overflow. That's what people say, I put offering, I can't get return. Because of that, this was what those people who are not doing right. Your seed is holy unto the Lord, and your seed is regenerated. Every dime you put in your church, every offering you give, you honor in honor of who? Jesus Christ. If you don't want to say my God said that, who says Jesus? In honor of Jesus Christ. You ask Jesus in honor. And what it is, that's a covenant relationship you're in. Your seed will begin to multiply and produce fruit. Only, I'm not talking about fruit in the sense of only finances, healing, deliverance. There are breakthroughs will come in your life. Believe me, I've given you a secret. And you better run with it. Apostle Marco, I do not understand. I was teaching line by line. I was teaching precept by precept. All of these days, we do this electronic. When you do it in that training, you pray over it in the name of Jesus. You begin to honoring. Your seed must honor who? Jesus Christ. Your seed, your offering must honor Jesus Christ, the name above all names. That's not holy. He's righteous. We're not killing no goats. And bulls and goats and the bulls and the cows could not do it, could not make atonement for us. They could only cover us for 1 year during those days. But Jesus Christ, he came once and for all and made the sacrifice and took his blood on that altar and on the mercy seat. And that's why we can go to the Father. The veil is broken. So every seed, everything you give in honor of Jesus Christ, follow what the Spirit of God showed me. You will see differences in your life, not only finances, What does Jesus, what if Jesus can do everything and anything, deliverance, healing, restoration, everything, and you live walking by his spirit and doing these things, it's an overflow. Hallelujah. And do not give grudgingly, but give cheerfully. Do murmur like the children of Israel. When you give it to your church or whatever, be cheerful. Because God said it. Don't take anything from people who are not giving from their heart. But who knows who giving from their heart and who knows giving from their heart? Only God knows. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So this morning, I pray that you get this shifting, that you will see shifting in your businesses, in every area of your life. There is a shifting. Hallelujah. And folks, I don't understand. Google, study Melchizedek. Look in Hebrews, read all about Melchizedek. If you okay, give me what chance. I'm going to do Bible study starting in February, and I will break this thing down so you can see it. Let's pray over your Holy Communion as I've given you this word from Almighty God. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, you told me to give this word to I Am Ministry, those that are here, oh God, you want to bless them. It is your desire to bless them exceedingly. Because of lack of knowledge, Lord, we perish. But it is you who give the knowledge. And so, Father, I have released it into their hands. It is up to them to do it. And so, Lord, as I've done this, I ask you, Lord, to bless the Holy Communion. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, like Melchizedek brought bread and wine. Hallelujah. Even before the Leviticus priesthood was implemented, Jesus the Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, brought bread and wine, oh God, in the name of Jesus, bless our bread, bless the water, our juice, oh God, in the name of Jesus, or crackers, whatever we have. Have I said this, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, bless it in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. As we begin to walk in this new dimension, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that your name will be glorified. We seal this covenant with the communion that we've taken this morning in the name of Jesus. Your sheep hear your voice and know your voice and follow after your voice and do not follow voice of stranger. Oh, Father, we thank you that we honor your word this morning in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. We honor your word, Melchizedek. Blessed be the possessor of heaven and earth, the God of the Most High, the God who rules the heaven and the earth. As Jesus blessed the communion, bless the bread and crackers, breathe on it. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Lord, for blessing, for breathing on this Holy Communion. Thank you, Jesus, that the bread represents your body and the juice of water represents your blood. We invoke the covenant in the Holy Communion. Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may take your bread, which represents the body of Christ, and your juice or water that represents the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and a sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. Hallelujah. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I will teach deep on this in February, the first week in February. But in the meantime, start releasing your offering to your church, your tithes, or whatever, how any offering you give, remember in honor of Jesus Christ according to Genesis. You see the scripture, I give it to you. Genesis 14. Bless you all. Please, and have a wonderful day. Let us continue to pray for Mariama completely and totally in Jesus' name. Amen.
I have gone through many problems. I've been hurt so many times. Through sickness and afflictions, and I felt all hope was lost. Then I look up to the heavens, and I hear a tender voice. I'm the God of time and mysteries, but you may not understand. God of wonder, God of light, God of miracle, you are the Christ I am, King of all the earth, we worship and we bow to you, you are God, and forever you I have crossed so many seas, been rejected many times. My weakness and my scars seem to get the best of me. I know you've got a better plan, 'cause I hear
Thank you.
Hallelujah.